Amen. Thank you, Abby. I appreciate that. And I'm glad to have her home from college at this time. And that is a great blessing. And I pray that during this time, all of us will truly draw nigh to God. We're in Psalm chapter number 23. And let me share with you that the book of Psalms is a wonderful book to just feed our souls at this troubled time in our land. I know that there are fears out there. There are doubts, despair. But folks, I want you to know today that we serve a God who is alive. He is well. He knows what is going on. And He is on the throne. The Bible says that He sits on the circle of the earth. Everything is under His control, and we can trust Him. I chose today to preach out of what I consider one of the most familiar psalms in the Bible. In fact, some have called Psalm 23 the sweetest song ever sung. Some have called it the song of the souls of men. It's a beautiful psalm. It's not very long. It's only 6 verses long. We know who wrote this psalm, who's the human pen under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. We know it was David. We believe that David wrote this psalm as an older man. Now, by the way, when you read Psalm 23, we're going to read it together this morning, you'll find that David was a shepherd. But now David is not speaking as the shepherd here. He is speaking as the sheep. And he begins in verse number 1 of Psalm 23. Would you follow along in your Bible as I read? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's a beautiful psalm, is it not? And I believe that this psalm brings so much comfort. It brings so much healing. It's like an oasis in the desert. It's truly a healing for our souls. Because if you look at this psalm, it is all about the shepherd. It's not focused on man. It's not focused on the outward circumstances. It is all on the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Then it goes on as David says, He maketh me. He maketh me to lie down. He leadeth me. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Why is this such a comforting psalm? Because it is a psalm about our shepherd. This morning, I'm going to preach to you on this subject, the shepherd we need. Would you join me now in a word of prayer? Would you pray for me as I preach right now? I need God's help, and I'm praying for you. Father in heaven, our great shepherd, our chief shepherd, our good shepherd, we call unto You today. Lord, You know that these are unusual circumstances. Lord, this has taken us by surprise, but it has not taken You by surprise. You knew this was going to happen. But God, we thank You that we can have this technology that, Lord, I can preach and people can hear. And I pray today that You would take Your words, and I pray that You will empower them. I pray for people that are lost sheep, that they would be saved. And I pray for all the saved sheep that are listening to the Word of God this morning, that they would be encouraged and that they would be strengthened, because You're our Heavenly Shepherd. You're ever with us. We love You today. We need You today. Do a work now. Quiet our hearts. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. If you were to do a study out of Psalm 22, Psalm 23, and Psalm 24, they are somewhat connected. In fact, someone said that Psalm 23 is the psalm of the crook, the shepherd's crook, and Psalm chapter 22 is is almost the psalm of the cross, and Psalm chapter 24 is the psalm of the crown. So you have the crook in between the cross and the crown. In fact, in Psalm 22, we find the shepherd who went to the cross, who bled and died for the sins of all mankind. In Psalm 23 that we will study here this morning, we find the shepherd who has risen from the grave. He is alive forevermore. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and me. And then in Psalm 24, we find our shepherd who is the coming King. He is coming again to rule and to reign one day. And by the way, this psalm, I believe, is what we need to look at this morning. I know that you're well aware of all that has taken place in our nation, in our country. It's almost as if the country has shut down for a moment. Now, I believe that God is within all of this. But we must draw nigh to Him. We must find that we need a shepherd. You may say, well, Pastor Samuels, I know Christ as my Savior. I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful, you are a saved sheep, but you still need a shepherd. You may be listening to me this morning and you may not know Christ as your personal Savior. You're a lost sheep, but I want you to know you still need a shepherd. We all need a shepherd. Number one, when we look at this passage of Scripture, I want you to notice the sheep. Now, David here says, the Lord is my shepherd. David is almost saying, there's two people here. He is saying, I am the sheep and the Lord is my shepherd. In a sense, he is almost saying, I want you to look at my shepherd. Look at him now. He is bragging on his shepherd. By the way, David was an earthly shepherd. He knew what it was to be a good shepherd. He knew what it was to care for his flock. And we know David, he protected his sheep from the lion and from the bear. David knew what it was to love and care for his sheep. And he says, the Lord is my shepherd. You see, we see the sheep here. And by the way, over 1,000 times in the Bible, you will find the word sheep, shepherd, or lamb. God has much to say about sheep because the one thing that the Lord refers us to, He references us as sheep. In fact, if you'll take your Bibles and let's go to Isaiah chapter number 53, and I want to show this to you. We notice the sheep in this passage. In fact, may I remind you of something? That we are like sheep. In fact, sheep are helpless and they are defenseless animals. And they are dependent on the shepherd. You know something? Without the shepherd, the sheep will never live. There is no way. In fact, Isaiah chapter 53, could I begin in verse number 1 if you would allow me? Because it's hard just to read one verse out of Isaiah 53. And by the way, this is our chief shepherd here who went to the cross and bled and died for the sins of all mankind. He is the great shepherd. Look at Isaiah 53 verse 1. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Now verse number 6 says this, notice it. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. God, right there in Isaiah 53, he is talking about the shepherd who went to the cross and he bled and died for your sins and my sins. Why? Because we're sheep. He said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Do you understand something about sheep? That there is really nothing about a sheep that is brave or courageous. Sheep are defenseless and dependent animals. And by the way, would it not be a better thing to understand that during the coronavirus pandemic that our country is dealing with, a microscopic, an unseen virus has entered into our land? And can you know what it reminds me of? That I am defenseless. It reminds me that I am dependent on my shepherd. Listen, folks, may I say to you today, we need a shepherd. Why do we need a shepherd? Because we are sheep. We're defenseless. We are people that need a shepherd. By the way, when we think about sheep, I want you to know that sheep are not wild animals. They're not. In fact, it is totally dependent upon the care of a shepherd. It is the only domestic animal that cannot exist without man. Now, you take a horse. If you were to let a horse go out into the wild, the horse would be just fine. The horse could make it on its own. In fact, it would go on for generations upon generations. But no explorer has ever found sheep existing on their own. No archaeologist has found remains of a sheep that existed on their own. No sheep have to have a shepherd. They will not find food. They will not find water. They are defenseless, dependent animals, just like we are. And in a time in our nation when jobs are closing and businesses are closing and restaurants are closing and we are finding something that we need something more than what everybody else can provide for us, we need a shepherd today. And I want you to know that whether you're a lost sheep or a saved sheep today, you need a shepherd. And we can depend upon our shepherd. By the way, we think about sheep and, you know, there's lots of animals today. And most of our church knows that I am not a cat lover. And many of you that I visit your homes, your cats seem to know that because they come to me and they want me to pet them and all that. And I try to be gracious about it. But I want you to know something. Dogs, cats, they can live on their own. In fact, it would be better if cats did live on their own, all right? It would be much better. But sheep are not that way. Sheep cannot make it. They cannot find food and water. They will be destroyed by wolves, and they will be destroyed by winter. They will die without a shepherd. You need a shepherd. I need a shepherd. By the way, every one of us listening to the sound of my voice or watching this live Facebook, I want you to know something. You are either a saved sheep or you're a lost sheep. Can I tell you this, that we are only saved sheep by putting our faith and trust in the finished work of Christ on the cross. That's when we become His sheep. That's when He becomes our shepherd. And if you're without Jesus Christ and you are trusting works or baptism or your church or you're trusting your good deeds, I'm going to tell you something. The Lord is still your shepherd, but you are not a saved sheep. Oh, listen, the Lord wants to be all of our shepherds. You see, He laid down His life for the sheep. You see, Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36, it says this, "But when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." I want you to know something today. God refers us to as sheep because we are defenseless. We are dependent. And by the way, the word here back in Psalm 23 where it says, "The Lord," it is capitalized. The Lord is all capitalized. And the reference in the Hebrew is Jehovah. Really, David is saying, Jehovah is my shepherd. Jehovah, the God who is, the God who is all-powerful, the God who is self-sustaining, the God who needs nothing from anyone. That God is my shepherd. Jehovah is my shepherd. And folks, today, we are sheep. And I think that during this time that it has brought us to our knees, and that's a good thing, to bring us to our knees of faith and dependence upon God, because He is our shepherd. And by the way, He is going to take care of us. He is going to lead us through this valley, and He's going to bring us to the other end. Our shepherd is going to take us in His arms, and He is going to watch over us, and He is going to meet our every need. But if you're listening to me and you're a lost sheep, you're without Jesus Christ, I want you to know that you need a shepherd. We see, number one, the sheep. But number two, I want you to notice the shepherd. Now, really, the emphasis of Psalm 23 is not on the sheep, it's on the shepherd. It's all about the shepherd. Oh, today, when I read this psalm, I'm reminded of my great shepherd. Our Savior is the shepherd. He is our provider. He is our protector. He is the preserver of His sheep. You see, He is the true shepherd because He never forgets His own. He never fails us. He never forsakes us. And I want you to know something today, that if you're here listening and watching this, you are a sheep. Are you lost or are you saved? Can you say this morning, the Lord is my shepherd? Oh, listen, the Lord is a shepherd for everyone in the world and every lost and saved man out there. But I can say the Lord is my shepherd because I have put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ as the only way to heaven. Oh, today, you may be a lost sheep, but I want you to know that you need a shepherd. You see, our shepherd, He knows His sheep. He knows our needs and He is able to supply them. He understands the dangers that threaten them. I want you to take your Bibles and let's go to John chapter number 10. And I want you to see something about our great shepherd. By the way, the Bible uses three different descriptions of our shepherd. He is known as the chief shepherd. He is known as the good shepherd. And He is known as the great shepherd. He is our shepherd. You need a shepherd today. May I introduce you to a shepherd? Folks, if you're lost and without Jesus Christ, I want to make you a promise today that's in the Bible. The Bible says, to him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. If you'll come to the heavenly shepherd, he'll save you and he'll bring you into his fold. And he will watch over you and protect you and he will take you to heaven one day. But if you are saved, can I remind you that you have a shepherd to depend upon? And during days of uncertainty and days of despair and days of not knowing what the future holds, our shepherd is taking care of us. Our shepherd is holding us. Our shepherd has already been in the future. He is our shepherd. He loves us. He cares for his own. By the way, many shepherds, earthly shepherds, have lost their lives for their sheep due to maybe circumstances beyond their control. But our shepherd did something much different. He chose to lay down his life for his sheep. John chapter 10, would you notice what the Bible says here? And let's begin in verse number 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things which were they which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And I want you to know something. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the door. No man can come into the Father but through Jesus Christ. Verse number 8 says, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Can I tell you, John chapter 10 talks about the great shepherd. The shepherd, he gave his life for the sheep. I want you to know something. All of us are sheep. You're either a saved sheep or a lost sheep. But I want you to know that there is a shepherd who died for you. Many years ago, Jesus Christ came voluntarily to this earth. He lived and walked upon this earth. He was born of a virgin. He was a sinless, spotless man. He was the God-man. And Jesus came to this earth. He willingly gave Himself. Oh, those men that came and took Jesus and crucified Him thought they were doing it of their own will, but God was allowing them. Oh, listen, Jesus could have delivered Himself from those men, but He willingly gave of Himself. And the good shepherd went to the cross, and He bled and died on the cross. Why did He die? Because we're sheep and we cannot save ourselves. We cannot help ourselves. We are all like sheep. We have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But on the cross, can I tell you what God did? He laid on Him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Folks, today I want you to know something. If you're listening to me and hearing me, there's a God in heaven who loves you, who knows every detail of your life, and He cares for you beyond what you could ever imagine. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He loves you today. But God knows something about us, that we are all sinners. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Listen, you don't have to teach someone to sin. It's a part of their nature. And that's why all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. You know what sheep do? They have to have a shepherd to keep them together. They have to have a shepherd to say, don't go there. They have to have a shepherd to watch over them. We're like sheep. We would destroy ourselves. We would die and spend eternity in a place called hell if we try to get there our own. But I want you to know something. You have a shepherd. He knows that we are sinners and that we have sinned against a holy and a righteous God. We are sinners by choice and we are sinners by creation. But here's the great news, and that is Jesus Christ came to be the good shepherd, to give His life for the sheep. He did no wrong. He did no sin. But He took upon Him the sin of us all. In fact, the Bible says, but God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, for He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Can I tell you what God did? God took the sin debt of the world, as I would take these papers. And God took the sin, your sin, my sin, our past sin, our present sin, our future sin, and He laid it upon Jesus. And Jesus bore the sin debt of the world. He was the good shepherd. He died in my place and in your place. He died for our sin. Listen, in that moment, the billows of God's wrath were rolled upon Jesus. The sky became dark. That's when Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Can I tell you why God forsook His Son? He did it for sheep. He did it for you. He did it for me. He did it because He loves you and He loves me. He did it because we could not get to heaven on our own. We are lost sheep without Jesus Christ. And He is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. It is through Jesus Christ. And when Jesus cried out at the very end of what He said on the cross, He said, it is finished. Can I tell you what that meant? Jesus paid in full for the sin debt of the entire world and the entire human race. He paid it in full. There's nothing I can do to pay for my salvation. I cannot be baptized in order to pay for it. I cannot do good deeds and good works to pay for it. He's the good shepherd. He gave His life for the sheep. And can I tell you something? You have a choice. You can choose to accept Jesus Christ as your shepherd. He died for you. You're either a lost sheep or a saved sheep today. Listen, Jesus willingly gave of Himself. And folks, can I tell you something? No one knows you better than the one who created you. No one could possibly care for you more than the one who died for you. No one could lead you more wisely and lovingly than the one who knows the beginning from the end. It is your shepherd. Psalm 23, would you go back there in your Bibles? I love this psalm. And by the way, when I read, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I told you that the Lord there, all capitalized, means Jehovah. He is speaking of the supreme God. He is speaking of the sovereign God, the one who controls all of the events of this universe. And by the way, everything that is happening in our nation right now, God sees it. He understands it. And I believe that God is working salvation in the midst of the earth. I believe that there will be people saved during this time that maybe would have never heard the truth of the gospel because people are seeking. They are finding out that we are sheep. We are dependent people. We need someone. We need a shepherd. And you see that shepherd, oh listen, he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. He remembers our frame that we are dust. And yet He loves us. He knows all about our heartache and our sorrows. His shepherd heart is moved by our need. There's no doubt that maybe many of you during the last few days have times when you've cried and wept. The shepherd's heart is moved towards you. Maybe times when you've cried out to God, the shepherd's heart is moved towards you. He has a heart of love beyond what you could ever imagine. I remember reading a story years ago back in Palestine that the government had taken over all of the properties and all of the land, and they had confiscated the sheep from all the Palestinian shepherds. This was back in the 1930s. Well, after everything was settled out, they had stolen all of the sheep, but then they made it possible for people to come and buy back their stolen sheep from the government. There was a young boy who was an orphan boy that had 8 sheep. Now the boy had somehow came up with enough money and he went to the place where they were holding thousands of sheep. And when he came up to the man and he said, "I'm here to purchase my 8 sheep," the man laughed and said, "Son, you'll never find your sheep. There's thousands, hundreds of thousands of sheep here." And the little boy said, "Oh no, my sheep know my voice." And the little boy stood up on a little desk there, and he called out to his sheep with words that only those sheep knew. And in just a moment, 8 little sheep came out and followed that little boy. Can I tell you something? That is my heavenly shepherd. He loves you. He loves me today. His heart is for you and me. I want you to know something. He has a shepherd's heart that is pulsating with love for you and me. He has a shepherd's eye that is always upon his flock. He has a shepherd's memory, for he calls his sheep by name. He has a shepherd's knowledge, for he understands our needs better than we even understand. He has a shepherd's nearness, for he is about us and among us day and night. He's always with us. He has a shepherd's strength. He is able to keep us. He has a shepherd's faithfulness so that we may fully trust him. He has a shepherd's tenderness, carrying the little ones in his arms. That is my shepherd. And by the way, I believe probably the most striking word in Psalm 23, would you look back at it? It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's my shepherd." And I want to ask you a question today. Is he your shepherd? Every one of us could say the Lord is a shepherd because he is a shepherd. He's a shepherd to the saved and to the lost. But to the saved, we can say, "He is my shepherd." I'm sure you've seen maybe a group of women, maybe they're around a baby's crib, and maybe a newborn baby has been born, and they're all around that baby's crib. And you know, those women are watching that little beautiful, healthy, moving baby, and just there and oohing and awing over it. And those women may look and say, "Boy, that's some baby. Look at that baby there." But there is one woman with eyes of love and care and compassion that can look into that crib and say, "That's my baby." Well, I believe that's what David was saying. The Lord is my shepherd. He's mine. He's my shepherd. Can I ask you something today? Is he your shepherd? Do you know the shepherd? Have you put your faith and trust in him? And listen, the Lord Jesus Christ, he came to this earth to bleed and die for lost sheep, but he lives evermore for saved sheep. And folks, today, if you don't know the shepherd, I beg of you and I plead with you. And by the way, it's no accident that you are listening to this today. God wants you to know how much he loves you, and he wants to draw you to himself. In fact, he is my shepherd in January and in February and in March and April and every other month of the year. He is my shepherd on Sunday and on Monday and every other day of the week. He is my shepherd in the hours of the day and through the dark watches of the night. He is my shepherd in the sunshine and in the shadow. He is my shepherd in times of joy and in times of sorrow. Listen, I want you to know something. Even though we may not discern the hand of God during these uncertain days, God is watching over us. He is our shepherd. In fact, the Lord is my shepherd. That statement is a language of faith. It indicates that a personal choice has been made. He is my shepherd. It's a language of faith. But the Lord is my shepherd is a language of love, because the sheep love and trust Him. It is also, the Lord is my shepherd is a language of assurance, because even if He is no one else's shepherd, He is my shepherd. It is a language of confession, because I'm not sufficient to care for myself. I need my shepherd to provide for me and to protect me. And by the way, during this time in our country, this time of almost a pause, a time of a God-ordained parenthesis in our lives, could it be that God is trying to show us how much we need our shepherd? How that without our shepherd, we will not make it. How that without our shepherd, He is the only one that can protect us and provide for us and to meet our needs. Oh, listen, during these days when we go to the grocery store and we have a hard time finding things, you know what it should remind us of? We are dependent. We are like sheep, and we need a shepherd today. Number three, not only do we notice the sheep, the shepherd, but I want you to notice, thirdly, the supply. Go back to Psalm chapter 23, and I want you to notice what it says here. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Now, the word "want" there is not the same kind of word that we know it to mean today. Today, we might say, I want whatever it may be, food or clothing or rest. But the word "want" there means lack. The ideal is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. I remember a little girl that misquoted Psalm 23, but she had it pretty good. She said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I've got all I want." Well, that's very true. Because can I tell you something? He is our shepherd. Do you know right now in our country there is a lot of lack, is there not? There's a lack of, no doubt, employment because jobs have had to shut down. There's a lack of rest. There's a lack of peace. There is a lack of some of the needs that we might think that we have need of. There's a lack of certainty. But I want you to know something. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, I shall not like, I shall not lack rest, for He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I shall not lack refreshment, for He leadeth me beside the still waters. I shall not lack preservation, for He restoreth my soul. I shall not lack guidance, for He leadeth me. I shall not lack peace, for I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. I shall not lack companionship, for Thou art with me. I shall not lack comfort, for Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. I shall not lack sustenance, for Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I shall not lack joy, for Thou anointest my head with oil. I shall not lack happiness, for goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall not lack glory hereafter, for I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know something? David did not say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," or "I shall not lack," because David had everything that he could ever want. No, David was an older man, and David is writing and saying, "Listen, I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." David knew that God was a faithful shepherd that he could trust. And David knew that his great shepherd never left him nor forsake him. His great shepherd took all the things in his life that were sorrow and heartaches and worked them together for his good. And folks, that is what our shepherd is doing. You need a shepherd at this time. I need a shepherd at this time. Let us draw near to the great shepherd of our soul. He is the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. He is there to guide us and to lead us and to comfort us. Draw nigh to your shepherd. He is reaching out with arms to love you and to care for you. And if you're a lost sheep, you need a shepherd. Would you turn to Him right now? Look to Him by faith. He's promised to save you. Listen, David did not say, "I shall not want," or "I shall not lack." Why? Why? Because we have plenty in the bank? That's not why. Why? Because we have friends and we have a good job? No, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Years ago, there was a lady who came to her pastor, and boy, she was troubled. She was having a hard time with some difficult things in her life, and he listened for a long time. And finally, he took the Bible and he turned to Psalm 23. And he said, "Ma'am, I want to read something to you." And he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall want. He maketh me to lie down." And she stopped him and she said, "Well, wait a minute, Pastor. That's not what the Bible says." He said, "Well, let me try again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall want. He maketh me to lie down in green." She stopped him again and said, "Pastor, wait a minute. You've read it wrong." He said, "Well, let me try again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me." "Pastor, let me see it. Maybe it's wrong in your Bible." And she took the Bible, his Bible, and she read it. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And immediately the Spirit of God spoke to that woman's heart. And she bowed her head and she said, "Father, forgive me. And I want to thank you for the not." Can I tell you something today? God will not forsake us. God will supply our need. God will provide for us. Why? Because He's our shepherd. Not because I have all the answers. Not because I have all of the certainties. But He is our certainty. He is our promise. The Lord is my shepherd. Listen, as you hear things on the news, the Lord is my shepherd. As you hear things about your job, the Lord is my shepherd. As you hear things and people talk about all kinds of things out there, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Why? Because He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Why? Why will goodness and mercy, God's promise, they'll follow us all the days of our life. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. He gives us our supply. I shall not want. You know something? His riches are unsearchable today. His power is almighty. His faithfulness is unfailing. And His love is unchanging because He is our shepherd and we are the sheep. And He gives us all of our supply. Can I ask you something today? Are you hungry? Well, He is the bread. Are you thirsty? Well, He is the water of life. Are you in the dark? He is the light. Are you searching? He is the truth. Are you lost? He is the way. The Lord is my shepherd. That's why David could embody everything about life in that one statement. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hey, listen, how are we going to go on day by day? Because the Lord is our shepherd. How are we going to make it maybe if we are quarantined to our homes? Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. How are we going to deal with the days ahead? The Lord is our shepherd. He's going to see us through. He's going to lead us through the valley. Why? Because He is with us. He has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. And I want to say this to you. If you are listening and watching me at this time, and you're a lost sheep, the shepherd is speaking to you. He is dealing with you now. He loves you. He knows everything about your life. But He is the good shepherd. He went to the cross and He bled and died for you. Look to Him. Trust in Him by faith and call upon Him. Oh, listen, our hope is in God. Our hope is in our shepherd today. And if you can say the Lord is my shepherd, then you can say the rest of it. If you cannot say the Lord is my shepherd, then I tell you, you're missing all that He has for you. But because this morning I can say the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I will not lack anything. Because He is my shepherd. He will make me to lie down. He will lead me. He will preserve me. He will allow goodness and mercy to follow me all the days of my life. Jeremiah 32:17 says, "Thou hast made the heaven and the earth by Thy great power and stretched out arm. There is nothing too hard for Thee." I read a story about a great psalm or song that we sing in our hymn book. The title of it is Day by Day. It's a Scandinavian hymn. In fact, it was written by a lady by the name of Carolina Sandel Berg. Now, many people know her as the Fanny Crosby of Sweden. In fact, she was a frail young lady, and she was a daughter to a pastor in the village church there in Sweden. Though frail in body, she was strong in spirit, and she loved her shepherd, and she loved the scriptures. Tragedy struck when Carolina was 26 years of age. She was with her father on a boat trip on the east coast of Sweden when all of a sudden the boat lurched and her father fell overboard. Not able to swim, she watched with her own eyes as her loving father died that day. Can I tell you something? She went home after that great tragedy. She put her faith in God, her trust in the Lord. And 7 years later, she wrote the song that we have today, day by day, day by day, and with each passing moment. Strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, heir to take as from a father's hand, one by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. I'm going to tell you something. Carolina would have never wrote that hymn that we love today if that trial had not come into her life. She knew she took day by day. And I want to say this to you. You say, how long is this going to last, Pastor? I don't know. One day at a time. One day at a time. But day by day, God has promised to watch over us. He has promised to meet our needs. He's our shepherd. And if you're listening and watching me right now, if you're a saved sheep, rest in your shepherd. Run to your shepherd. Times like this call out in us our Father cry that we need our Father. We need our shepherd. You need a shepherd because we're sheep. He's the great shepherd, the chief shepherd, and he's the good shepherd. He's got all your supply, everything you have need of. He's promised, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Trust him. Depend upon him. Draw nigh to your shepherd. But if you're lost, you're a lost sheep, but you're not without of the reach of an almighty God. He sees you right now. You may have sunk deep into sin and despair in your life, but God has given his son, the Lord Jesus, and his blood that was shed, Jesus' blood on the cross, is powerful enough to wash away all of your sin, no matter how terrible they may be. You're a lost sheep, but you have a shepherd. He can become your shepherd. And if you're listening to me right now, I want to beg of you and plead with you. Can I introduce you to my shepherd? Will you receive him? In fact, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes, you're a sinner. Yes, without Jesus, you will spend eternity in a place called hell. But that's what the good shepherd did. He went to the cross so that you could spend eternity in heaven with him one day. I'm going to ask you right now. I'm going to ask the pianist to come. Would you just bow your head right there in the privacy of your own home? And I'm going to ask the pianist to play Day by Day and With Each Passing Moment. She's going to play this. And right now, If you're listening and watching, I'm going to ask you something. If you're a saved sheep, would you run to Him in your heart and say, "Oh, Shepherd, thank you. Thank you that you promised me you'd never leave me nor forsake me." But I want to ask you, lost sheep, you're lost. You don't know where you would go if you died today. God on purpose allowed you to hear and listen to this message. He loves you. He is seeking you. In fact, the Bible says He has come to seek and to save that which was lost. His heart is moved with compassion toward the sheep that have no shepherd. And He loves you today, right now. Would you be willing to put your faith and trust in that shepherd? He is the only way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but through Jesus Christ. Right now, your head is bowed and your eyes are closed. Maybe you say, "Pastor, I'm a lost sheep. But God has shown me that I need a shepherd." And He's ready and willing. Listen, the devil will tell you that you've done too much wrong or that God hates you. That's a lie from the devil. I want you to know He loves you. Right now, would you bow your head? In the privacy of your own home or wherever you may be, would you be willing to pray and to accept the shepherd, the only shepherd, to save you from your sin and to give you a home in heaven? He'll adopt you into His family and you'll be a part of His fold. And then you can say, "The Lord is my shepherd." Right now, with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, would you pray? I promise you, if you'll pray right now, God will hear your prayer and He will forgive your sin and He will adopt you into His family. I'd like to help you pray. Would you help me? Would you allow me to help you pray right now? You can pray this prayer from your heart to God. God will hear you and see you, and He will save you. The prayer goes something like this. If you'd like to repeat this in your heart to the Lord: "Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I am a lost sheep. Please forgive me of all my sins. I trust you as my Savior. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. In Jesus' name, amen." I want to say this to you. If you prayed that prayer, then you can say, "The Lord is my shepherd." Child of God, we're going to close this service with the piano singing "Day by Day." Think of that lady, Carolina, who wrote that. "Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here." Why? Because that lady had a shepherd. I want to close in prayer, and then Miss Candace will play this song through. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for the privilege to preach your word. I pray for anyone that heard the message of your word and they put their faith and trust in you, that they would live the rest of their lives knowing that you are their shepherd. But God, I pray for our people and others that are saved, that God, we would trust you day by day. We would draw nigh to you because you are our shepherd. You said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." God, help us to trust you. We have no one to turn to but you. Lord, we are helpless and hopeless without thee, but we praise you that you're our shepherd. We love and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank you for watching today. Would you listen to this and look at the words as they're on the screen, "Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment." Thank you.